Merry Christmas. We're here to celebrate what God has done. He sent His Son, and we have a Savior.
Goodwill toward men. We want to join the song of praise for the coming King. Glory to you, Jesus. Our hearts are desperate for a Savior, and you have heard our cry. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, you are crowned with many crowns. Glory to you.
Cries in desperation to hear the sound of freedom ring. Him for the love he has poured out on us. And this is love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son. So come, let us adore him now. Let's sing it together. Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful as triumph. The King of Angels.
Father, our hearts are overwhelmed by your goodness. The thought of angels announcing the birth of a Savior, coming to ransom and redeem our broken world, brings us to our knees. He has come to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. Thank you for your great love.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, hope for all is born tonight, come to break the sinner's chain. Come, Gloria, come for us, Gloria, we bow down at the sound of love singing over us. Whisper now your hope and peace. How we tremble at the thought. Mercy brings us to our knees. Gloria, he has come, he has come. Frankincense to rise in praise, myrrh to bless the offering, the Lamb who takes our sins away.
God, you love the world so much, you gave your only son so that whosoever believes in him can have everlasting life. You see our doubts and fears, and you reach out and give us peace. You see our desperation and our weariness, and you give us hope. You see our sorrow, and you give us joy. You see our every need, and you give us salvation. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Oh,
Lord, you offer us the gift of salvation. We cannot earn it. We don't deserve it, but we can receive it. Thank you for this gift. You offer us your peace, hope, and joy, and we receive. Jesus, our King, has come. Let every heart prepare him room. Let every soul be still and be quiet in his presence and know that he is God.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin who was pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words. But the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." And the angel of the Lord also appeared to Joseph and said, "Joseph, fear not to take Mary home as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Fear not, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Fear not, they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger. And there were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord."
Impossible with God. Our hope. has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Fear not, our God is with us. Emmanuel, redeeming love has come. Fear not, we have a Savior, and nothing is impossible with God. Fear not, our God is with us. Emmanuel, redeeming love has come. Fear not, we have a Savior, and nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Our hearts will not be shaken. Look what the Lord has done. Our hope will not be shaken. Look what the Lord has done. Fear not. Fear not.
Lord, we know that you are our peace, our hope, our joy, our love, and our salvation. You are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, our sins. You offered yourself so that we could be forgiven. You died so that we could have life. We receive your salvation. We open our hearts. Come in, save us, and change us forever.
Sing with us, O Holy Child.
Fades, Jesus, Jesus is all.
When the night is long, who will come to save Jesus? Jesus is all. Every breath that we breathe, everything that we need, Jesus is all my hope, all my strength, life to me. Jesus is all righteousness, faithfulness, Lord and King. Jesus is all. Who can search our hearts and love us anyway? Jesus, Jesus is all. And who can see the scars and take away the shame? Jesus, Jesus is all. Who can break every chain through the power of His name? Jesus is all my hope, all my strength, light to me. Jesus is all righteousness, faithfulness, Lord and King. Jesus is all. Jesus is all. Be the glory forever to Him. Be the glory forever to Him. Righteousness, faithfulness, Lord and King, Jesus is all, Jesus is all.
This is the message of good news for all people, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. It's the gospel of love for all the world to hear. So let's take the message of peace, hope, and joy to all the world. Yes, with joy in our hearts, we sing together. Joy to the world. Let the people sing.
Joy to the world, God has sent His Son. This is the promise.
Mark the Herald.
Well, let's give them a round of applause as they walk off. I asked the question earlier, so what explains this creative and beautiful music that we find during Christmas time? What explains the lasting and joyful Christmas celebrations? And I think it can be summed up in one word. One word that has occurred many times over the last 45 minutes, and that is the word salvation. We all know what the word means, at least in a general sense. It's a rescue from danger. And we love salvation because we love a good rescue. That's one of the reasons why every joy-producing book or movie is built around a theme of salvation. Consider with me just a couple of examples. You know, this time of year, there's Hallmark movies on constantly, Christmas Hallmark movies, in fact, and everyone is the same. There's a girl in a relationship with a very self-focused man. Engagement has either happened or it's on the horizon, and then she meets a very kind, gentle, thoughtful man. We'll just call him Prince Charming. And, you know, as the movie progresses, the self-centeredness of the first man results in the girl falling head over heels with this young Prince Charming, who has really nothing to offer except a very kind and gentle heart. And we all leave going, oh, isn't that sweet? And then we watch another one, even though it's going to be the exact same storyline. Why do we do that? It's because we love salvation. We love seeing a salvation, a rescue story. Well, you know, this week, the 7th Star Wars is coming out. There's a fair bit of hype of that, huh? And what keeps us coming back? There's been 7 of them. Why do we keep going back? It's because the universe has to be saved. The salvation of death or Darth Vader has to occur, right? He needs to be transferred from the dark side to the good side. And we keep coming back, and we keep coming back, and we keep spending our money because we want to see salvation. We want to see the story resolved. What about Lord of the Rings? Oh, that's Sauron. Boy, he is one nasty dude, isn't he? You know, I was at Baptist Bible Seminary doing a module. And this is a number of years ago. I had not seen the Lord of the Rings movies, but my friend had. In fact, he had them on his hard drive. We're talking the extended versions here. And so since we were sharing a room together, he forced me to watch the first one. And then I had to watch the second and third ones. I mean, there was salvation. I'm thinking, dude, you're leaving me hanging. I've got to see the resolution. I need salvation. Well, one more. Frozen. Oh, my word. We were buying for two Christmas for Everyone girls this year, and it was our easiest year ever. On their paper was one word. Frozen. We took that to mean that those girls wanted frozen like everything. So dress? Yes, that would be lovely. Coronation set? Absolutely. Olaf pillow? For sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, everything frozen. It's just like, yes, 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 and yes. Well, why do we love the story? Well, because we need to see the salvation of Arendelle, who is frozen. We need the salvation of Elsa from herself, and we certainly need the salvation of Anna from marrying the wrong guy. Well, you know, they all cater to different audiences, don't they? The Frozen, the Star Wars, the Lord of the Rings, the Hallmark movies. But one thing they share in common is salvation. We love a happy ending. And quite frankly, that movies or books that end without bringing some sort of salvation are depressing, discouraging, and not very much fun. Friends, here's the key question we need to ask. Why is that? Why are we drawn to salvation? Why are we pushed away from stories that actually don't give us salvation? And here's what I think is the answer. I believe every salvation story reflects a very important reality of this world that we all share, even if that story doesn't communicate it fully. And that is that these stories, these salvation rescue stories, are a reflection of the fact that we need salvation. We were designed to be rescued from the danger, from the wrath of God. God has built that within us. That's why the Bible tells us that eternity is in the heart of every man. Because we understand there is a danger. We need to be rescued from something. So we love a story. That's why the Bible tells us that today is a day of salvation. See, friends, there is a very real sense in which God has designed you and he has designed me to love salvation because that's exactly what we need. And the good news, the thing that the choir was singing about for the last 40 minutes is that Jesus Christ is that salvation. To be rescued from God's wrath and to put in a right relationship with him, which results in peace, hope, and joy, is actually possible. Our Christmas series is focused on the grace of God seen in the identity of the women listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 1. And I'd like to continue reading Matthew chapter 1 to demonstrate the significance of Jesus Christ as the salvation. Matthew chapter 1, after proving in the first 17 verses that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, Matthew records these words. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and she shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But he kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. You see, the first thing I'd like you to see out of this passage is that Jesus' name communicates the message of salvation. His name will be called what? Jesus. because he will save his people from their sins. You see, the name Jesus means Yahweh saves. Yahweh is the name for God in the Old Testament that particularly emphasized his covenant-keeping characteristic, the fact that he always keeps his promises. And the message of Christmas was a message of salvation from the very beginning. And so every time you pray and you end your prayer with the words, in Jesus' name, you remind yourself that Yahweh saves. He shall be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Every time you sing a song or listen to a song with Jesus' name in it, you remind yourself that Yahweh saves. Every time you pick up and read your Bible and you see the name Jesus, you remind yourself that Yahweh saves. Well, not only does his name communicate the message of salvation, but the details of his birth communicate the message of salvation. See, in this very same section of Scripture, we are told that Joseph is betrothed to Mary. Think engagement on steroids. That's what betrothal is. But that baby is neither the result of a normal human union, nor is it the result of unfaithfulness. You see, her pregnancy is made possible by the work of God. And that work of God was anticipated many, many centuries beforehand. And as Joseph realizes what is happening, he understands that the Lord is doing something very special. This child is not like any other child. That's why his name is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, it would take a perfect Savior, a divine Savior, in order to satisfy the wrath of God. You see, the message of Christmas, from start to finish, is a message of salvation. Then even his presentation in the temple, and I'd like to read a portion of Luke 2 in order to highlight this particular point. His presentation in the temple communicates the message of salvation. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25, it says, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought in the child Jesus," the name, the one whose name is Yahweh saves, the one whose name is Jesus because he will save his people from their sins to carry out the custom of the law, "then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, 'Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have promised in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentile and the glory of your people Israel.' And his father and mother were amazed at the things which were being said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and for the sign to be opposed, and a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.' And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayer. And at the very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption, the salvation of Jerusalem." You see, 8 days after Jesus was born, they took him into the temple just like a good Jewish family would. And what was amazing about this story is the response of Simeon and the response of Anna, who had been faithful servants of God for many years, who confess that Jesus has come to be Savior. Friends, what I'm suggesting is that we love love stories because they help us focus on something we were designed to focus on, and that is salvation. The message of Christmas, that Jesus came to save us from our sin, he came to save us from the power and the penalty of sin, is a message that we sing about, we rejoice in. It's a message that gives us, oh yeah, peace, hope, and joy. And I'm asking you in the quietness of this moment, don't let it slip away. in the quietness of this moment, have you ever repented of your sin and trusted in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the one who came to save for your salvation? And if the answer to that question is no, then I'm appealing to you this morning, in the quietness of this moment, that you would make that right, that you would acknowledge that the fact that Jesus had to come because you are a sinner. He had to die in order to satisfy the wrath of God. And now what is placed before you is the opportunity to repent of your sin and to place your trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And I'm asking you to do that right now. You know, for those of you who are believers, I hope that the musical and this little reminder of Jesus as Savior is an encouragement to you. That you walk out with a smile on your face and joy in your heart, because Jesus really did come to save his people from their sins. And friend, if you're a Christian, you say, yes, I know that I have trusted Christ. I know that I have put my faith in him, but I really haven't been living for him. Now's the time to recommit. Now's the time to make changes. Now's the time, as you heard in song and thought in word, now's the time to change. Now's the time to say, Lord, I need to make changes in your life. Please help me now. Well, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your amazing grace. We want to thank you for the fact that you sent your Son to be our Savior. Thank you that the word Jesus reminds us that Yahweh saves, that you, in fact, did keep your promise, that you promised that one day there was going to become one who is going to save your people from their sins. Lord, I pray for those who don't yet know Christ in this moment and ask that you would please help them to see their need and to place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Lord, for those of us who have known the Lord for many years, I pray that today would be a day of encouragement, a source of joy, satisfaction, hope, peace. And then, Lord, for those who are struggling in their walk with Christ, would you please use this to encourage them and strengthen them in their faith and commit to change in Christ's name. Amen. Choir sings the last number. Those of you who know about Living Nativity, we've had 4,000 guests so far in two nights. Praise God for that. Next Sunday is Christmas Sunday, and we don't have ABF like we didn't today, but we do have a pancake breakfast, and so I want to encourage you to come early and be ready to stay and to enjoy some time together celebrating as we just eat and we rejoice in the work of our Savior. It'll be a great time together. All right, Lord bless you.